This is Rosen Institute's Your Law Firm, where Lee Rosen and Ned Days cover management, marketing, finance, and new technologies for building the practice you deserve. Here's Lee Rosen.
It's good to be with you today from Cologne, Germany. We flew up here from Valencia, Spain yesterday. It's just a 2-hour flight, and we're settled in after the shock of going from a sunny, pretty warm environment to this dark, cold, damp environment. We successfully avoided winter for many years, but boy, we are in it now, at least for the next 10 days. Lisa wanted to visit Christmas markets. We'd never done that before, and apparently those aren't a thing in places with tropical weather. So here we are in Germany. We'll be eating all of the holiday foods and drinking all of the holiday drinks and enjoying ourselves while we brave the cold weather right here in Germany.
It's time for your tech tip. My wife is on the cutting edge of new technology. For years now, she has been using an advanced assistant called Husband GPT. She texts or emails notes about things she wants to save and be reminded of to a special address with the hope that this advanced intelligence will parse out all of the relevant information. Sadly, Husband GPT is running on outdated hardware and often doesn't remember to remind her about the recipes and trip itineraries or used furniture from Facebook Marketplace that she saves to his aging and flaky file system. But there is a solution on the horizon, AirParser.com. AirParser is a GPT-enabled data extraction tool. You feed it documents, scans, handwritten notes, or emails, and it parses out all of the information you want. You give it an example document, highlight the pieces of information you are after, and let the AI work its magic extracting the fields you want from subsequent documents. There are certainly other specialty tools that work in a similar way. Base64.ai is built for processing and redacting invoices, government IDs, checks, and bank cards. DocSumo.com offers a comparable feature set and leans more toward financial and insurance documents. Google Pinpoint lets you do something similar, extracting tables from PDFs or scanned documents into a spreadsheet, albeit in a more limited fashion. But most of these tools are either hyper-focused or require a good bit of setup and configuration to connect them to your existing workflows. What I like about AirParser is that it is very easy to get started, and the interface is quite similar to a lot of the more specialty tools, so you'll be familiar with how these work in the event that you want to move to something more specialized, or when this kind of functionality is inevitably rolled into the document storage software you're using now. You can upload documents manually, of course, but what's more useful is that you can forward them via email or pass them in using an automation service like Zapier or Make.com, so it's trivial to integrate it with the workflows you already have set up at your practice. You can create as many inboxes and document types as you need, so setting up rules in the various email accounts at your practice to forward in invoices, receipts, order confirmations, delivery notices, CVs and resumes, or just about anything else means you can start extracting all of those balances and order numbers and delivery dates and whatever else to where you want them to end up without any manual intervention. You can download a spreadsheet of the data extracted if you need one, but where this really shines is in using it with a tool like Zapier so that you can automatically pass in documents from other services and send the data you've extracted to the place where you need it, like your CRM or practice management system. I can imagine setting up a workflow to watch for new documents added to a particular folder in your document storage system, grabbing the client name or account number and using that to automatically categorize and file the document, then updating the practice management system at the same time. Or if you regularly get some kind of newsletter or newsgroup bulletin in your inbox that has listings or updates or notices that you have someone manually read through to notify you about, you can use an automation tool to start generating a digest in Microsoft Teams or Slack, or automatically adding events to your calendar. AirParser has various service tiers depending on how many documents you need to process. It starts at $33 a month for 100 documents and goes up from there. There's a 30-day free trial as well, and I think at the very least this is worth playing around with to give you a sense of what I imagine will start to become more commonplace in a lot of the software that we're already using. But you may find that this starts to take the place of several hours of admin or virtual assistant work in short order. I'm Ned Days, and that's your tech tip.
And now for your moment of concise advice. That tap at the office door or that ping of an online message followed by the dreaded, "Can we talk?" from one of your employees. Well, those words, they rarely bring good news. They often mark the beginning of an unsettling conversation with that employee, one that has the potential to shake your foundation and to significantly impact your firm's morale. Yes, she's resigning. That's why she asked if you could talk. And I'll tell you, it is unsettling. This initial jolt that we feel when we get that sort of news, it's more than just a professional hiccup. It's an emotional gut punch. It's a betrayal that sends ripples of doubt through us, and it sends uncertainty cascading through your law firm. You've worked with this person. You've nurtured their growth. You've planned your futures together, and suddenly they're handing in their notice. It's a scenario that challenges the very vision that drives us. It leaves more than just an empty desk. It's a fragment of our collective dream quickly evaporating. It stirs your emotions, and it stirs emotions in your team. When someone leaves the law firm, especially unexpectedly, it shakes us. But you don't have time to absorb it because this news, it triggers the need to make decisions, to take action, and all the while you've got to lead the law firm. You've got to juggle clients. You've got to keep moving forward. Right off the bat, you've got to decide whether to convince this person to stay. Is that a good idea? Well, I'm not going to tell you that it's a bad idea because I've seen it work out in some firms, but it's complicated, it's tricky, and it depends. Mostly, though, if they're leaving, then they're probably leaving. That's probably for the best. Now, I'll tell you, rather than trying to talk someone into staying, I've actually had better experiences letting them go and then inviting them back a year or two later after they've discovered that the grass out there, it's not always greener, but there is this hard-to-resist urge to try to get them to stay. I encourage you to resist it, at least for the moment. Give it a little time. Think it through before you jump into that persuasion mode. But even as you give yourself space, instantly, this practical question comes to the surface. Should I let her go immediately, right now, in order to safeguard the firm, especially from the risk of losing clients? Do I tell her, don't worry about working out your notice, go ahead and leave? Is working out the notice period really a good idea, or does it just invite more negativity and stress? This decision, it's a delicate balancing act, because everything about managing a departing employee is a delicate balancing act. Keep her, and you get the stress and the negativity, but should the decision be to let her go right away, well, then you've got this overwhelming workload. She's got cases, and you may want to keep them. And so there's this flurry of high priority tasks tied to client reassurance and retention. You've got to deal with that right now. It demands immediate focus. All of this is happening as you're reacting to the situation, but there's simply no time to dwell on your personal feelings. The pace of life in the law firm, it keeps plunging forward. Clients aren't interested in waiting for you and your employee to figure things out. And while you're dealing with all of this, the departing employee, your own reaction, all of these concerns, well, addressing the reactions of the other employees, that becomes equally critical. Their colleague's departure, it can shatter morale. It can prompt them to question their own future at your law firm. Your role, it suddenly requires you to provide reassurance to the rest of the team in order to maintain the firm's emotional stability and to reinforce confidence in the firm's direction. It's a lot to deal with all at one time. Suddenly, you've got to over-communicate with your team members, with the staff, with the clients, with everyone involved. This situation of a departing employee, it has the potential to fracture morale, but it also has the potential to become a catalyst for the team to rally, to accomplish remarkable things. You, your leadership, it makes a big difference in whether the team merely survives this change or decides to thrive. Now, in the zone of making lemonade out of lemons, in the midst of all of this chaos, you've got this important opportunity to document your standard operating procedures for departures. This process becomes immeasurably easier if you have a documented system. So throughout this experience, there's value in maintaining this pragmatic, systematic perspective, treating this a little bit like a science experiment. It helps you to detach your personal feelings from your role here as the leader of the law firm. This becomes the perfect time to develop a comprehensive exit checklist that covers everything from resignations to client communication. Immersing yourself in this documentation of the system, it not only eases the transition right now, but it also prepares you and the firm for future exits, for future departures. This departure of the employee, while it's challenging and it's uncomfortable, it presents you with an opportunity to document your systems and to refine your previously documented systems. And that's all essential for learning in the law firm, for strengthening the firm's resilience against similar situations, because they will come. One lawyer talking about these situations of employees leaving said, "It can't end well. It never does. The best thing is for it to end quickly and then to move forward with what's important." Well, I think that advice in a lot of ways is close to the truth. Get it done, move forward, move on, put it behind you, and do it all with the best of intentions. Go high in this situation, even if others go low. You never know what the future will bring, but you do know that many of your former employees, they're going to be around. They work in your area. They live in your area. They talk to folks in your area, and they will likely, in one way or another, continue to float around in your atmosphere. Going high, that's the right way to prepare yourself for whatever it is that comes next with these folks. I know that losing an employee is tough. I've been there. I've done that. I've felt that pain. But there's value in being ready for it. Think it through now, because when it happens, it's going to throw you off your game. That's just inevitable, but you'll be a lot better off knowing how it is that you plan to act and react. That's your moment of concise advice. Wrapping up from Cologne, Germany, thanks for spending a few minutes with me and Ned today. We hope you have a great weekend and an even better week next week. Keep plugging away, moving forward, getting things done. You're on the right track. You'll get there. I promise. We're all in this together, and together we build better practices through better marketing, better management, and better technology. Until next time, I'm Lee Rosen.
Thanks for listening to Your Law Firm. Visit rosensrules.com for our free course on the 10 critical rules successful law firms follow.